was supposed to be studying. Technically, I was studying. There were flashcards, highlighters, and an overcaffeinated med student hunched over a textbook about bacterial skin infections. You know, light reading. Jamie Walker walked into the library 10 minutes late. Not that I was watching the clock, I just happened to notice. Along with the way his sleeves were rolled up and how his hair looked like he'd run his hands through it on the way in. Which I absolutely did not picture. He passed by and I pretended not to look. But then, suddenly, the chair across from me scraped back. And he sat down. Across from me. My brain quietly blue-screened. He nodded at the thing sitting on the table next to my laptop.
Is that the three-legged dog you made in class?
I exhaled like I'd been punched. Oh, Pancake. Yeah. Pancake was unfortunate. I hadn't planned on bringing him, but I'd forgotten he was still in my bag. And now he was here, on display. Three lopsided legs, no eyes, one ear, and a tail that looked like it was trying to escape the rest of him. He couldn't stand, he just kind of leaned. Jamie tilted his head.
Why Pancake?
I shrugged. Because he flops. It felt right. He grinned.
He's got personality.
Sure, in a haunted by his past kind of way. We both looked at Pancake for a second in silence. He leaned further, almost like he was trying to roll off the table on purpose. Jamie turned back to me.
You know, I've seen your technique at the wheel.
Oh, God.
You grip the clay like it owes you money. I groaned.
I panic. It starts sliding and suddenly I'm in a full arm wrestling match with mud. He laughed.
That's the problem. You're wrestling it instead of working with it. Pottery's more like a dance. You can't force it or it fights back.
He raised his hands and mimed the motion. Slow, smooth, and so confident. I was trying to listen, really. But then his hands moved like that, easy and sure and ridiculously distracting. And my brain just left. You're really good with your hands, I blurted. Immediately, I regretted it and started babbling. I mean, not like that. I mean, your pottery is amazing, obviously. Just like, you know what to do, and it's, well, you're really good at shaping things. With your hands. He laughed softly, eyes crinkling like he was enjoying my complete and utter meltdown.
Careful, he said,
voice low and teasing.
Flattery like that might just get you extra pottery tips.
My cheeks were on fire, and I prayed the floor had a secret trapdoor, because if it didn't, I might have to start digging one myself.